Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Regular listeners will know that the engagement between Wren Chasen and Subleton and Phillips is a bit shaky. She seems to have been ridiculously upset merely because, while she was drafted to Scotland, Mr. Phillips didn't write to her for a whole year. Now, as a married man myself, I can tell you that women are funny like that. But they don't seem to realize when the chap's busy, he's liable to forget little things like... What's the date?
The 25th.
Oh, clang! If my wife is listening, happy anniversary, darling. I hadn't forgotten. I just thought this would be a lovely surprise.
If he gets away with that, I'm noddy.
Well, let's see if Mr. Phillips is getting away with it, shall we?
Oh, yes, let's, Big Ear.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips? What happened to Hallo Leslikins?
That sort of stuck in my throat after I'd been away 3 months and hadn't received so much as a full stop from you.
Oh, well, I explained about that. I mean, a chap in my position gets sort of tied up and, he's busy going,
Going out with other girls.
Exactly. I knew you'd see it, man. Heather, I did not go out with other girls.
Only because other girls wouldn't go out with you.
Precisely. And goodness knows I asked enough. I do wish you'd stop finishing my sentences for me.
Very well. What is it you want to say?
Well, now, let's be quite blunt about it. As man to man...
I beg your pardon?
Woman to woman. No. Beating about from one bush to another. A bush. That is, one bird in the hand is worth two in the pictures. No. There are two sides to every...
Leslie, what are you talking about?
I have no idea. I lost touch 5 minutes ago.
Well, so did I. Now, I suggest you run away, have a think about it, and come back and start again.
Look, Heather, you don't understand. I've been in the doghouse for so long. When my grub comes up, I only enjoy the bones.
I'm delighted to hear it, Rover.
Never mind about Rover. When am I going to be taking walkies in the evening again?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Of course you do. A quick stroll around the married quarters and then a spot of snogging behind the naffy if there's nobody about. Heather.
Yes, Rover.
Woof. How about us going out tonight?
Certainly.
Well, if washing your hair is more important than going out... Did you say yes?
I did. 12 months ago, to be precise. Do you like the ring you gave me?
It's not bad, dude. Oh, it can't have cost more than a... I mean... Well, what time is the next bone? How's your woof-woof?
Sit.
Yeah, thank you. How's that?
Well, I meant on a chair, actually, not on my lap.
Leslie knows what he's doing.
Now, Leslie, go away. I've got work to do.
So have I. How about a plonker to say I'm forgiven?
No, certainly not.
Oh, go on. Go on, just a tiny plonker.
No.
Go on.
And get off my lap.
Not likely, not until I've had my plonker.
Well, as long as it's only a tiny plonker.
Oh, terribly tiny.
Now, Leslie, you can get that look out of your eye as soon as I'm...
No, Wren Chasen, the signal must go off at once, so would you take down... Good grief. Oh, good morning, sir. I understand you wanted to see us as soon as... Good grief. gracious.
Stone me, Valentino in navy blue.
Well, sir, my fault, sir. Well, what do you, I wouldn't, it's just not, certainly,
there's no problem. Either we break it up or give them a round of applause.
Well, frankly, I think we should give them a round of... Mr. Phillips.
What is it, darling?
Mr. Phillips, it is not darling.
What? Oh, Lummy. Oh, you're so right. I mean, Sub-Lieutenant Roversnogging. That is, Sub-Lieutenant Woof-Woof Phillipsing.
Right, gentlemen, you can all follow me. I think we'll stand a better chance of getting Mr. Phillips's concentration if we hold the conference aboard Trotbridge.
Can Heather come with us, huh?
No, she's thumping well caught. Please follow me, all of you. Something very urgent has come up.
I'll join you, chaps, in a few minutes. Goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye, Leslie.
See you later, darling.
Of course, darling.
Take care, darling.
And you, darling.
Meet you behind the Naffield 7, darling.
I'll be waiting, darling.
Bye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, goodbye, darling.
Yeah. It's nauseating, isn't it?
Don't be late, darling.
I'll be there, darling.
Till then, darling.
Till then, darling.
Oh, blimey. Oi, darling.
Yes?
This way out.
I'm not happy. I don't care who knows it, I'm not happy.
Jonathan, look.
Foolish whim it may be, but I'm not happy. It's just one of those days, you see. As soon as I got up this morning, I thought to myself, Abel Seaman Johnson, you're not happy.
Now look, for Pete's sake.
I even said it out loud. Johnson, you're not happy, I said. Nobody answered, but I definitely said it. Johnson, I said.
That's so, I'm warning you.
You are not happy, I said. You just aren't your perky little self, I said. There's a little cloud blotting out the sunshine of your little cherubic smile. You're all one.
Yeah, and a right one at that, Johnson. I'm not in the slightest bit interested in your mood.
Shut up a minute and listen. Captain Povey's aboard and having some sort of secret chat-up with Number One at Commander Bell. Exactly. It is. What old Thunderguts wants with the captain of Number One is something CPO Perch we ought to know about. Preferably before they're prepared to tell me.
You know, it's always surprised me you haven't had the captain in Number One's cabins wired up with secret microphones.
Are you potty? I couldn't do a thing like... Why didn't I think of that? Here, go on, pass us an indent form. Wanted urgently two tiny, tiny microphones, one dirty great loudspeaker, 600 yards of cable, people...
Now, hello, Chief. Are you busy?
No, not yet, but he will be as soon as this lot arrives from stores, sir. He's going to wire up...
Up!
I'm not happy.
No, he isn't, is he? Now, what's caused the cloud to blot out the sunshine on his cherubic little face?
Isn't it? Blimey, marvellous. Pertwee can walk about with a face like thunder for a month and nobody notices.
Well, on you, it doesn't show.
Johnston, one more and your cherubic lump of sunshine won't be clouded over, it'll be eclipsed.
Now then, sir, what can I do for you? Is it something to do with the secret chat-up going on of the captain's little Hume from Hume?
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, I... No, I don't know what that's about. No, they left me out of the conference as well, so it can't be important.
What did you want to see me about?
Ah, yes, well, it's like this. I'm taking Heather behind the naffy to... I'm going out with my fiancé this evening, and, well, I thought I ought to take her a little present.
Oh, yes. Very commendable, Bibble. Very commendable. Atop of whose suggestion? How about a kit bag for the lady, sir? Or a set of mess tins?
Well, they're not really feminine presents, are they?
Let's see now then, what else is there?
Well, give us 24 hours and she can have two tiny, tiny microphones or a dirty great loudspeaker or...
Belt up, Thompson!
I'm sorry, pardon.
Look, sir, if you'd like to call back later, I'll have a word with my Uncle Ebenezer and see if he's got something that he can't get rid of and... I mean, see whether he's got just the right gift for a lady acquaintance of class and tune.
Thanks, Chief. Much obliged. Do what you can, and if possible...
Yes, sir?
Make it something that hasn't got WD and a little arrow on it.
Oh, don't you worry about that, sir. The Chief's got some stuff that removes those marks in no time...
Johnson! Go and eclipse yourself, you chatty cherub.
I'll call back later, man.
Aye, sir. I should have some news by then. Now then, natter nit, pass us the blower. I'm going to phone Nunky.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You're not supposed to use the ship-to-shore phone except for urgent naval business.
When a sub-lieutenant needs a present to give a wren behind the natty, it is urgent naval business. Now, come on, give us the blower. No, let's see. Ventnor, two... Oh,
I'm not happy, you know.
Then stay flaming miserable and cork up.
Hello? Ebenezer Pertwee, War Surplus Stores at Universal Supplies here.
Nunky? Johnsy.
Wrong number.
No, wait. Don't hang up. Mr. Phillips wants to buy a present forever. What do you got down there that might do?
Well, let's think a minute. How about a kit bag or a set of mess tins?
Look, Nunky, please. Just imagine what Auntie would say if it gave her something like that for her birthday.
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you did. I heard about it. Have you had the stitches out yet?
Yeah, but I've still got the ringing sound in my ears from when she clobbered me over the bonds with those mess tins.
Now, look, what do you got for Love's Young Dream to give his bespoke?
Well, there's some genuine Hong Kong necklaces left. Very nice. But after an hour, your neck goes all green.
Yeah, well, never mind that. By the time he's been out with Heather for an hour, it'll be dark. Bring some over as soon as you can, eh? I'll pay cartage in the usual way, of course.
All right, I'll chance it. As a special favour, I'll be over about five.
Lovely. Get on, Unky. Hello, stores here. We're closed. Where the pair you got?
I probably shall, Chief.
Eh? Oh, please do, number one, sir. Did you want something, sir?
Yes. The use of the ship-to-shore phone. If you can spare it for a while.
Yeah, of course, sir. I shan't need it again. But... I hope you're not suggesting I was using the phone, sir.
Of course not. I know you were. Now, keep off it while I phone Admiralty.
Admiralty, sir? Not bad news, I trust.
No, just something in connection with the conference with Captain Povey just now.
It all went well, I hope, sir.
Splendidly, thank you.
Oh, nothing that I ought to.
Nothing at all.
Oh, none of my business then.
None whatsoever.
Oh. Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Perfectly. And you can go on fishing as long as you like, but I'm not telling you anything else.
No?
No.
Oh.
Except that we are putting to sea at once.
Aye, sir. I'll stand by. Putting to sea? Well, hang on, sir, we can't. Look, I've just done a deal with Nunky on the my leg. Ooh, my leg. Ooh, ain't it? Oh, the agony. Ooh. Ooh. The twinging screws have struck again.
And you needn't bother with any of that either. We're putting to sea at once, and you're coming with us.
Told me, that's all I needed, isn't it? Can't use the blower, and Nunky's chugging over here with a load of necklaces and costume jewellery to flog us as a favour to his nephew, who won't be here.
He'll just have to chug back again, won't he, eh?
Chug back?
Yeah.
He's on the Isle of Wight this week, and if he comes across in his tug, he'll do in 50 tons of coal getting here. I was going to stoke him up again with some of their lordship's best coat as payment for what we call in the trade packing and carriage. If he turns up and finds I've gone, he'll go berserk. Berserk.
Won't that be a no?
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you?
Now then, with a longy doodah of, and a latty doodah of, give or take a doodah, and allowing for a rod, pole, or perch on the one hand, and early closing day on the other, I say you better twiddle the wheel until the bonnet points that way a bit.
Wheel twiddled and bonnet pointing that way a bit it is, sir.
I still don't see what all the secrecy was about. I mean, why couldn't old Thunderguts tell us we were going to rescue the Admiral and Rear Admiral Armbridge?
Because he was particularly asked not to let everybody for miles know that the two gallant old sea dogs are sitting in a lighthouse waiting to be rescued because they ran their dinghy on the rocks. Well, rather delicate.
Why, I don't see why. We're doing it all the time.
We're not admirals. High-ranking naval officers aren't supposed to bang the bottom out of their boats.
What were they doing out in the dinghy anyway, sir?
I gather Rear Admiral Armbridge had just bought it, and they were trying to sail it back to Portsmouth. Unfortunately, neither of them knew how.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, I expect their navigation was a bit rusty. I mean, it can soon happen if you don't keep it up, you know. I mean, even my navigation would get rusty if I didn't keep up studying.
Then I should stop. You may be stopping the rust, but I think you're encouraging dry rot.
Well, really, remarks like that are hardly the thing for one officer to say to another. I mean, let's have a little decorum.
A little to what?
Decorum.
Decorum?
Yes, Chief. It's what you do to apples before you bake them. I said it's, you decorum. Apples. Oh, well, be like that. I thought it was quite witty.
We didn't.
I see. Well, it's hardly my fault if you haven't any sense of humor, is it? When you're smiling, when you're laughing, the whole world laughs with you. When you're...
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir. And thank you, sir.
Yum, bum, 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 bum. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make
you... Oh, for crying out loud. All right. All together now.
Splendid. I thought you'd see it eventually. Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein, Captain. Lighthouse dead ahead, sir. And before I take any further interest in the thing, I demand to know whether its blinking lamp is kept going with oil or not. Evil-smelling, depraved muck, spreading poverty and unemployment throughout the coal-heaving world. Its sinful stench reeking in the nostrils of the ill-clad children as they play on the forgotten slag heaps of a once prosperous nation.
Now, Goldstein.
Progress, they call it. I know what I call it. I call it a load
of... Goldstein! Decorum!
Do what, sir?
Decorum. It's what you do to... to apples before...
I don't think I can stand much more of this. Pathetic, isn't it?
Childish, I'd say. No. Let me finish. Goldstein, you were still there.
I am, sir. Baffled, but I'm here.
Well, you see, it's what you do to apples before you bake them.
What is?
Oh,
when you're smiling.
All right, that's enough.
If anyone's interested, I'm still here and waiting to be informed about the method of fuel in the blinking lamp on the lighthouse.
Pardon, Goldstein. Never mind the light for a minute. Can you see the Admiral or Rear Admiral Ironbridge?
Oh, yes, sir. They're down on the rocks collecting firewood.
Firewood? Ah, that'll be the dinghy. Shame, really. But, of course, navigation isn't something a chap can just pick up, you know. You've got to study all the time. Take refresher courses and make absolutely sure that you don't make the slightest mistake at any... I wonder when the next refresher course starts.
Never mind refresher courses, sir. We're aground. When's the next high tide?
Well, don't ask me. It is something you ought to know.
Really? Oh, well, I could look it up, of course. I mean, well, why don't we get the shipwrecked mariners aboard first? Then we could ask the lighthouse keeper about the tides at the same time.
Hmm? He's always got an answer, hasn't he?
Quite. Usually one that fools nobody. But never mind. Let's get the top brass aboard and sort things out then.
Oh, hurry up. Come on, Telly. Warm up. Toby wants a peek before Ramona comes back.
Was later arrested whilst pulling a lawnmower behind him. And that's all for the present. Our late news at 10... No, 10.55. And now the weather summary.
Not a very encouraging picture, I'm afraid. The depression we anticipated would veer northwards over Scotland this morning has now arrived in Cornwall this evening. And is causing short, sharp showers in all...
Henry Purvis!
Yeah?
You're gawping at telly again.
No, I was only watching the news, my love.
I know perfectly well what you were doing. You were waiting for that sexy dancing club.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Now, don't argue, Henry, you were. I've seen you ogling of those low-angle shots which show the ladies' unmentionables during a crafty reverse chassis.
Ramona, I promise you I always close my eyes.
Nonsense! Last time Mr. Sylvester and his partner were giving an exhibition, you were on your hands and knees and practically banging your head on the carpet. What?
Hello, Captain Poby here.
Duty officer here, sir. This tug, sir. At least I suppose it was a tug once. It's stuck right across the entrance to the dock, sir, and it's run out of coal.
What?
Yes. The gentleman, and I do use the term loosely, sir, the gentleman aboard the thing says he's a Mr. Ebenezer Pertwee, sir. He says he was invited and he's not moving until he's been refueled and been paid for his highly valuable Empire-made cargo, sir.
Oh, good grief. Don't do anything, Perkins. Now I'll be down at once.
Noisy lot. Right hand up a bit.
Noisy lot and right hand up a bit it is, sir.
wonder what all the noise is about.
We seem to be coming from the entrance to the harbour.
Odd, eh? Well, I suppose we shall find out what it's all about when we get there.
Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, chaps, but are you busy for a moment?
Well, we are rather, Padre.
Oh, well, this won't take a second, but there's rather an amusing wheeze going round the ship.
Really?
I gather that the first chap says, what's baking them? And the second fellow says it's what you do to apples when you decorum M. Well, there we are. You know what the old song says, when you're smiling and you're laughing, the whole world smiles with somebody.
I don't think I can take much more of this.
Quartz, sir, I'm liable to have a new nasty at any minute.
If you'd excuse us, Padre, we are rather busy. We're trying to dock and with an admiral and a real admiral aboard. He's a bit...
I quite understand. So kind. Lovely trip.
Just coming up to the harbour entrance now, sir. You know, it's jolly odd, but it almost looks in this light as if it's completely...
blocked.
Well, even if it was, it isn't any more, sir.
You stupid lot of clumsy morons! Look what you've done to my tug. You've belted it in half.
Tell me it's Nunky. I thought he would have off by now.
What's a Nunky, you old fool? How's everything?
Thanks to you idiots, it's in half. You bisected me tug.
Well, it's your own fault. There's no waiting there on even dates, you know.
Goldie!
Hello!
It's him!
Come off it! He was the one who was going to buy your cargo!
Eh? Oh, the Hong Kong necklaces, you mean? Well, he's had them. They've sunk, and I want you lot as witnesses when I claim the insurance.
Yes, well, you needn't bother about marking the wreck. Those necklaces have done it already. They've turned the sea green. Stop arguing with him and get the ship docked.
Coming alongside now, sir. Steady. Steady. A bit more.
A bit more, sir.
Steady.
Steady, sir.
Steady. Just the teeniest bit. What? Too much.
Tie up, Forrest. Tie up, Alf.
If there's anything left to tie up to,
try amidships. There might be the odd bit of railing left there.
Number one!
Tell me, Captain Povey.
What on earth are you playing at?
Bumps the daisy, sir. And we'd like to sit the next one out.
Now, show
at once
the lot of you.
Aye, aye, sir. This way, gentlemen. The reception committee awaits.
I might have known you'd make a muck of this. Where's the Admiral?
Where's Rear Admiral Armbridge? Honestly, I've never met such a complete set of half-witted, addle-brained idiots in all my life.
Good evening, sir. Lovely night, isn't it?
Where's the Admiral?
Oh, do come on, Armbridge, you clown. We've landed.
Ah, yes. Landed, yes, my word. Yes, so we have. Ha ha. Yes, landed. Yes.
Ashore.
Yes. Home sweet home. Yes. What time do we land?
Oh, shut your coal hole.
Well, that's something, I suppose. At least you've rescued them.
Good evening, Mr. Phillips. Remember me.
What? Oh, hello, Heather. Yes, of course. What are you doing out here this time of night?
Waiting for my fiancé.
Well, I shouldn't think he'll turn up now. I mean, it's after 11. Whoa! Well, I forgot.
Yes, so I noticed. We had a date.
Ren Chasen, will you kindly keep quiet? You will all report to my office in the morning and I'll sort it out then.
Yeah, very good, sir.
Oh, good night, sir.
Good night.
Now, Heather, it was like this. I mean, I think I owe you an apology.
Stephen?
Yes?
But it's such a lovely night. Would you care for a walk?
What? But you can't. I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, they mustn't.
Oh, oh, blimey. Here comes another frightfully fraught load of ominous ooze.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. I love you.
Now, just a minute.
Did you have a good trip?
Not bad. There was one terribly amusing moment.
Hey, where are you going? Wait for me.
First we asked me what decorum meant, and I said, you laugh when I tell you.
Yes.
So I said, decorum is what you do to baked apples after you've cooked. No, just a minute. It's what you...
That's funny. It's quite the funniest thing I've heard in years.
Oh, well, really. It wasn't bad, was it? I cracked another one the other week, and there was an Irish Mr. Phillips.
I, for one, have had all the hee-hee-hee. But I can stand for one day. Good night.
Yes, have I. Good night, Frederick. Now, a second source. Now, just a minute, you two. Have you heard the one about the commercial traveller?
Yes. Good night.